Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, we have new details on upgrades coming to the iPhone 14 lineup, this time with analyst Ming-Chi Kuo saying that Apple is planning upgrades for the front-facing camera. According to Kuo, these changes will come to all four of the iPhone 14 models. The front-facing camera used in the iPhone 14 is expected to feature autofocus support for the first time and a larger aperture. Kuo explains that these new features could bring improvements for things like portrait mode and FaceTime video calling and other live streaming uses. The switch to a larger aperture specifically can provide better shallow depth of field effects for selfie and portrait mode videos and images, and improve quality across multiple different environments and lighting conditions. This would mark the first time that Apple has upgraded the front-facing camera in the iPhone in several years. The company generally prioritizes the back camera on iPhone upgrades, but this year it seems like we can expect front-facing camera upgrades for all four of the iPhone 14 models, with more significant rear-facing camera updates coming to the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. In other news today, several analysts have indicated recently that Apple's new iPhone SE 3 is selling lower than the company had initially expected. Now, new research from the research firm Wave 7 corroborates those analysts with data based on surveys from carrier stores across the United States. Of the salespeople surveyed at retail stores in the United States, 56% of representatives said that iPhone SE 3 demand is weaker this year than it was for the previous iPhone SE. Just 8% of representatives said demand is stronger. One Verizon representative who spoke to Wave 7 indicated that many people just might not know about the new iPhone SE 3, with the research firm explaining that Apple hasn't really dedicated any advertising to the low-cost device and is not currently running any radio, TV, outdoor, or print advertising for the iPhone SE 3. In addition to the lack of awareness for the iPhone SE 3, some carrier representatives indicated that customers are put off by the iPhone's smaller size, with the iPhone SE 3 featuring just a 4.7-inch display, making it the smallest iPhone Apple sells today. Despite these concerns, however, some store representatives indicate that Apple is seeing more success with prepaid carriers such as Metro, Boost, and Cricket. While Apple's share of the prepaid market is still low, customers are starting to choose devices like the iPhone SE 3 and the iPhone 11 over some similarly priced Android counterparts. Whether or not Apple has any major changes coming to the iPhone SE lineup in future years remains to be seen, but it's clear that the company's strategy of re-releasing the same design with only minor internal upgrades is a strategy that no longer works. Moving ahead, Apple is moving forward with its efforts to bring additional live sports to Apple TV+. A new report this week says that Apple could have already completed its deal to bring NFL Sunday Ticket to Apple TV Plus starting in 2023. NFL Sunday Ticket is an out-of-market sports package that broadcasts regular season NFL games every week. The rights are currently held by DirecTV, which sells packages ranging from $290 to $400 per season. DirecTV's rights to Sunday Ticket run out at the end of the 2022 to 2023 NFL season, and the company is not expected to renew the deal. DirecTV reportedly paid the NFL an average of $1.5 billion per year for the rights to NFL Sunday Ticket, and the package has largely served as a loss leader for the company, meaning that DirecTV uses it as a vehicle to drive its overall subscriber numbers. This week, a report from Puck News indicates that NFL Sunday Ticket is viewed as Apple's to lose, and one source has said that a deal between Apple and the NFL is already done behind the scenes and is currently being kept quiet at Apple's request. This comes after a report in February said that Apple was a frontrunner for acquiring the rights to Sunday Ticket. A deal between Apple and the NFL is expected to be valued at $2.5 billion per year. This would be Apple's second foray into live sports on TV+. Just this month, Apple launched Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+ in partnership with MLB, But Apple is reportedly paying around $85 million annually for Friday Night Baseball, so that's a far cry from the purported $2.5 billion per year it would pay for Sunday Ticket. But remember that as of right now, neither Apple nor the NFL have officially commented on or announced this deal, but it seems clear that Apple is looking to bring more live sports to TV Plus soon. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. And it also wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. I am on vacation for the rest of this week, but we'll be back next Monday, April 25th, with a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday, April 25th, for a new week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.